Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's the Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC. Good morning again, everyone. All this week, WNYC reporters are teaming up with NJ Spotlight and Bloomberg Business Week to tell the story of the American Dream Mall being imagined for the Meadowlands, nay Xanadu, then dubbed Xanadont. Today, an as yet unfinished behemoth of a mall in New Jersey's Meadowlands. Here's Governor Christie on the half-built structure back in 2011.
It is by far the ugliest damn building in New Jersey, maybe in America.
Speaking truth to architecture, Chris Christie, if you've ever driven south on the turnpike, somewhere in the swamps of Jersey, as the Garden State's bard Bruce Springsteen once put it, you know the building Governor Christie is talking about, the colorful one that may someday become part of the American Dream Mall in the Meadowlands complex. Developers first broke ground, if you don't know the history, back in 2003. And 13 years later, there's still no mall, just that building. But there's a new developer in town from Canada, the same business people who run Minnesota's Mall of America, which they say is the biggest mall in America. Here with me now to talk about this Canadian developer's American dream is WNYC business reporter Ilya Meritz. Hi, Ilya.
Hey.
So let's just get this out of the way. And this is no knock on New Jersey, but this part of New Jersey isn't exactly hurting for malls. In fact, it's known for malls, right?
Oh,
Bergen,
yeah.
County, Essex County?
Up in Paramus. I mean, Paramus is like Mall Central, but you can go in any direction in New Jersey and the state is already full of malls. Yes, this is the first question so many people asked about this mall when the project was approved.
And if nobody who lives nearby really wants another giant mall, if someone can make money operating a mall, they'll do it, of course. But is that the issue, whether money can be made anymore building a giant mall in that part of New Jersey?
Yeah, I mean, that's a big part of the issue. When you look back at that moment in time in 2003 when the New Jersey Sports and Exposition Authority, when the commissioners voted to move forward with this plan to build a mall on state land, at the time, Amazon existed. It was not it was bigger than a blip, but it didn't look like maybe an existential threat to retail that it appears to be today. This is, remember, 2016, among the many challenging things that happened this year was Macy's announcement that they're closing, I think, well over 100 stores.
Yeah, a bunch of stores.
And, you know, Kmart is hurting, Sears is hurting, all retail's hurting.
People don't even, in New York, don't even realize that Macy's is a chain. But I've traveled around the country. You know, I'll be in some city. I can't even remember, you know, good examples of relatively small cities. And, oh, look, there's a Macy's.
I mean, they built a Macy's everywhere. But, yeah, same thing. I'm a New Yorker, so I was sort of surprised to learn that myself.
And the mall as a fabulous place to hang out as well as shop isn't part of the American consciousness or pop culture the way it was, if you want to get nostalgic about the 90s or the 80s, as it was then.
Yeah, I mean, if you just look at like the TV shows that are popular, like they're much more centered on New York City and other cities. That is sort of the ideal life that we are promoting for a lot of people. I think Sex and the City probably got the ball rolling, you know, over a decade ago, but a lot of others have been doing it since. Malls are still gathering places in the suburbs. There's no question. There's really no place else in a lot of suburbs. But it's not like, yeah, it's not present anymore in the culture.
And if this does get built, it will be a mall, but my understanding is it will be much more than that, almost like a giant amusement complex plus stores. Is that the business model for being able to make a mall, you know, successfully launch in 2016?
Yeah, so this was the big question that I had and that my co-reporters, John Reitmeier and Susan Burfield, John is from NJ Spotlight, Susan is from Bloomberg Business Week. This is the question we were all grappling with. If the mall proposal has grown over time. Like it's added square feet, which is kind of crazy, and it's added costs. So the question is, why are you going bigger and how is that a strategy for success? And surprisingly, we did get to talk to the developer last week. They had resisted right up until the last minute. But we met with Don Germezian, the president of Triple Five, and he said American Dream is actually going to be quite different from Mall of America. Mall of America is 80%+ retail. I might have that figure slightly off, but it's certainly mostly retail. American Dream is going to be like 50-50 retail entertainment. And that's the idea. Get people there to go on this big wheel, get them there for the artificial ski slope, for the wave park, whatever, an experience. And if you can get them there for an experience, maybe they'll also pick up a handbag.
Here's the president of 555 who you referred to, Don Gramazian, responding to criticism of the project to you last week.
I don't blame or there's no negativity on my part for the people in New Jersey who don't feel the way I do, because the truth of the matter is I can't expect them to feel that way because they haven't seen what we're about to unveil. They just don't know what's coming.
Okay, fair enough. Here's one more from Gramazian on the threat from the internet that we were talking about before.
We are internet proof, because you can't go to a theme park on the internet. You can't go to the largest indoor water park in North America or ski hill or ice rink on the internet. And so with American Dream, 50% of this project is entertainment based.
So Six Flags Great Adventure plus H&M.
I got in touch with Six Flags months ago. I was like, is this a threat to you guys? And they didn't want to talk. So I don't know. All I'll say is Don Gramazian does not have rose-colored glasses. He knows that retail is under strain.
He's in business.
He pretty much began our conversation by saying this is the worst market for brick-and-mortar retailers in decades, but we can do this.
What's the taxpayer or state involvement? Is that one reason that you care as a journalist? I mean, any developer who wants to try his hand at some business project, okay, he may succeed, he may fail, and maybe we don't care that much. But as a cause for journalists to dig into, and you're a business reporter, so you're going to look at what happens in business anyway. But is part of the issue here taxpayer involvement?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a lot of different ways that you could tease it out. But I think maybe the easiest to understand part of the whole tax incentives has to do with sales taxes that will be collected on site. So if the mall opens, if and when it opens, 75 cents of every tax dollar collected can be kept by the developer and used to repay the construction bonds. The cost to construct the mall can be repaid from future sales taxes. Why is that problematic? Well, it's problematic because New Jersey is a financially strapped state that's having a hard time paying pensions and paying road construction and a lot of other basic services. It's also problematic because New Jersey has so many malls. Presumably, some of the business that the American Dream Mall drums up is going to be diverted from, Garden State Plaza or Jersey Gardens or some of these other malls around New Jersey, malls that remit 100% of the sales tax to Trenton. So Trenton is basically really saying, we're going to take a much smaller slice of the pie, just get this temple built.
Listeners, any questions or comments about the former Xanadu, now American Dream Mall project for the Meadowlands? 212-433-WNYC for our business reporter, Ilya Meretz. 212-433-9692. Let me play a clip of someone you interviewed in the parking lot of MetLife Stadium, which is in the same complex as the potential future mall, before a Springsteen concert, another losing Jets game, earlier this year.
They're going to f*** it up again. It's never going to open.
Why do you say?
Because they've already had more than enough money to build what they wanted to build, and they haven't done it yet. As long as I can remember, they've been working on this thing, and it's just not going to happen. It makes me angry every time I drive by it.
Okay, losing Jets game or winning Giants game. But that guy is not meh on this. He's mad.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's his name is Matt Regan. He's a law student, and he's 25. So when this project started, he was 12, and he was coming to the sports complex at the time. So this has really been playing out over people's lifetimes. One of the first calls I tried to make when I started reporting this project was to a commissioner who voted no on the mall in 2003. He had died. This is now on its fourth governor, third developer. There's just this sense of irritation that a project that takes so long, that seems to have so little to speak for it, so little to offer New Jersey, is still getting state support. That's a prevalent attitude. There are some people who just wanted to get it done and we'll give it a chance, but a lot of people are just irritated.
New Jersey State Senator Michael Daugherty, who's a Republican, told the Wall Street Journal how he really feels on the subject back in August. I believe his line was, "We need a new mall like we need a hole in the head."
You know, it's kind of a good money after bad question. What do you do when you've already sunk $2 billion into a thing? It would cost a ton of money to demolish.
Tax dollars.
Not tax dollars.
Oh,
That part all kind of went according to plan. The first two developers just took their losses, and that's sort of how capitalism is kind of supposed to work. Governor Christie made the decision to help with the cost of construction. He said, we can't have this behemoth here and not get it done. So we brought in this company, Triple Five. He was like, these guys are the gold standard. They built Mall of America. They built West Edmonton Mall, the two biggest malls on the continent. They're going to get this done. What he didn't say, and what Susan Burfield and I talked about in our story this morning, is Triple Five hasn't built another mall since 1992. They've expanded Mall of America. Hmm. They've added amazing things, and it's a huge success. But they haven't had a lot of success building new malls, and they haven't had a lot of success convincing other policymakers to repeat this experiment.
Bob in Morristown, you're on WNYC. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Brian. I handled public relations for the Meadowlands as a consultant for 20 years, from 1975 to 1994, and we watched the Sports Authority very carefully. The Sports Authority has underwritten these bonds, has it not?
Yes, they are. They are one of the pass-throughs.
The only way the Sports Authority can get involved in a successful project is to have the taxpayer fund it. Everything they have done has been at the expense of the New Jersey taxpayer. It doesn't produce the jobs they say it'll produce. It doesn't produce the revenues. And the deal on the sports stadium was that the politicians gave away the revenues from the concessions, from the admission tickets, from everything else, without consideration to the New Jersey taxpayer. And it's happening again.
Why would they do that? Why would they do that, Bob? Because their argument would be this benefits the New Jersey taxpayer because otherwise it wouldn't get done. And there's a lot of ticket buying going on out there.
That's just rhetoric. The ticket buying is all well and good, but if you look at the history of the sports complex finances, they had surpluses for about a year and a half or 2 years after they opened the original Giant Stadium. But because of the deals that were made to the team, to the concessions, to everybody else except the taxpayers, they lost money. They didn't produce jobs.
They are currently running a deficit, our reporting shows. Uh-huh. So they're being funded out of the state's general fund. Uh-huh. That's true about the Sports Authority.
MetLife Stadium?
The Sports Authority. And a lot of people, like your caller, are bitter about the new stadium deal. I should add, I haven't confirmed this, but quite a few people in the course of my reporting mentioned that the old stadium, that the state is still paying the cost of the old stadium, which has been demolished. So, I mean, it's fair to ask who's watching this project.
Mimi in Maplewood, you're on WNYC. Hi, Mimi.
Hi. I'm just on my way to a mall where I work, and I have noticed over the last year, that less and less people were coming to the mall, except when things like Christmas come, when we're inundated. But I don't see the advantage to New Jersey of having another mall, not paying all their taxes, taking business away from current malls, just to add to a developer's pocketbook.
As an employee, do you get a nice Christmas season discount when you shop at your own mall?
In my own store, I do, yes.
Mimi, thank you very much. Well, and she put it really succinctly and well. I guess the other malls would see it as competition. The history, as we learned from you and from the first caller, suggests that the taxpayers are going to take a bath on this, and that's why people are ticked off.
I mean, before we 100% pile on, let me speak up for the developer. They would say this is not an ordinary mall. This is going to be an incredible destination. We're talking like really high-end stores, building flagship quality stores. There's going to be a heliport, I recently learned, which really surprised me. So, you know, if you're looking for a place to buy diapers, you'll probably stick with your local shopping plaza. But if you want some kind of crazy, interesting experience, you might go to American Dream.
And the rides and other amusement functions, all indoors?
Except for the Ferris wheel, all yes.
Right. We will leave it there. You can hear the reporting all week. on the radio or check it out at WNYC.org. Between WNYC business reporter Ilya Meretz.
Not a billionaire.
billion reporter. He reports on billionaires sometimes. Along with Bloomberg Business Week and NJ Spotlight, our partners on this reporting. Thanks, Ilya.
You're welcome.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Stay with us.